One glaring problem exposed by the recent September 11th hearings is that before the terrorist attacks, the CIA and the FBI didn't always talk to each other. The same is true for the dozen or so other U.S. intelligence agencies and departments. So TTIC was created. TTIC is short for the Terrorist Threat Integration Center, a kind of clearinghouse for the latest intelligence. The idea is to have staff from the CIA, the FBI, Homeland Security, and others all sitting next to each other in the same office, sharing information. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly visited the center and reports on whether it's working out as planned.
What a difference a year makes. On the eve of TTIC's creation, 1 year ago this week, critics were lining up to explain why it was a lousy idea. It would trample civil liberties. It would wastefully duplicate work already being done at other agencies. Democratic Senator Joe Lieberman wrote to President Bush warning that TTIC's design was misguided and potentially calamitous. That was then. These days, it's hard to find anyone with a bad word to say about TTIC. Here's Senator Susan Collins, Republican of Maine.
TTIC represents major progress, a significant step forward.
Collins chairs the Senate Governmental Affairs Committee, which oversees Homeland Security. Meanwhile, Jane Harman, the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, also sings the praises of TTIC.
Where I think more progress has been made in a year than has been made probably in the last 50 or so years since the intelligence community was created in fusing our intelligence capabilities.
The Terrorist Threat Integration Center is based, for now, in Langley, Virginia, right here inside CIA headquarters.
This area over here is the Watch Center. As you see, it has a little sign up there. Says Watch Center.
John Brennan walks visitors through the warren of gray cubicles and filing cabinets where TTIC's 80 or so analysts work. He's the boss, TTIC's director, and a 23-year CIA veteran. His own office is spacious, but in a telling illustration of one of TTIC's teething problems, he has six computer hard drives lined up neatly under his desk.
Right now what we have is the CIA system, the main CIA system. We have the FBI system, FBI Net. We have the NSA system here, too. Also, we have open source as far as the Internet, and we have the DOD system. We also have the top secret Department of Defense system as well.
Here's why Brennan needs six computers. While he and his staff can access computer systems at all the relevant intelligence agencies, those networks don't talk to each other. That means an analyst trying to find, say, the latest threat information on Osama bin Laden has to search each network separately. TTIC hopes to have an integrated database up and running in the next few months. There have been other teething problems. Rivalries can run deep in the intelligence community, and the arrival of a new agency on the scene isn't always welcomed by the existing players. Relations are said to be strained in particular between TTIC and the CIA-based Counterterrorist Center, which in the past was responsible for tasks like compiling the classified daily threat matrix. Now, TTIC does that. One former senior CIA official says it's fair to describe relations between the two centers as a turf battle, with both vying to be in charge of briefing the president and other senior officials on the al-Qaeda threat. TTIC's John Brennan denies that, saying it's not a competition.
We are, in fact, CIA. We are FBI. We are Department of Homeland Security and others. So this is an evolving process, but I think it's been working very well so far, and we're going to continue to evolve in the future.
If anything, some wonder if TTIC isn't perhaps a little too tight with the CIA. It's based at the CIA, and the majority of its analysts come from the agency. Senator Collins, who, as we heard, thinks TTIC is working well, says her one lingering concern is that it may become, as she puts it, a creature of the CIA.
I think it's very important that that not happen. If it is truly going to integrate threat information and analysis from all these various agencies, it cannot belong to any one agency.
Senator Lieberman, the ranking Democrat on the Governmental Affairs Committee, has a different take. When he complained to the president last year that the Terrorist Threat Integration Center, TTIC, could be potentially calamitous, his biggest concern was that it wouldn't be part of the new Department of Homeland Security. Lieberman led his party's efforts to create the Homeland Security Department, and he's still bothered that the new darling of the intelligence community isn't located there. TTIC is moving this summer, out of CIA headquarters and into new offices to be shared with counterterror specialists from the CIA and FBI. Senator Lieberman argues a major player is missing.
TTIC and the CIA Counterterrorism Center and the FBI Counterterrorism Division are all going to end up in the same building, but far from the Department of Homeland Security, without the information analysis section of the Department of Homeland Security. Now, that doesn't mean that they can't communicate by computer and all the rest, but I don't like the feel of it.
TTIC's John Brennan nods when presented with that argument. For the record, he disagrees that TTIC should be part of the Department of Homeland Security. He says you would lose, quote, that multi-agency flavor. He's aware of other criticisms, too. The American Civil Liberties Union, for example, remains worried that TTIC is blurring the line between foreign and domestic intelligence, which could lead, the ACLU says, to civil liberties abuses. Brennan says he values the input.
Sometimes those criticisms, though, I think, are based on a lack of understanding about what TTIC's mission is and a real misunderstanding of what we're trying to accomplish. But we have invited folks in from the outside. We try to engage with as many people as possible because we're trying to get this right. This is so new and different that we don't have all of the answers ourselves. We have to rely on others.
What TTIC is trying to accomplish, of course, is correcting what went wrong before September 11th. Getting the whole jumble of U.S. intelligence agencies to talk to each other, and thereby increase the chances that a smart analyst will connect the dots and help prevent the next terrorist attack. In order to do that, TTIC's resources and responsibilities are being increased. Top U.S. intelligence officials, including the heads of the CIA, FBI, and Homeland Security, confirmed in a letter to Congress this month that TTIC now has the primary responsibility among U.S. government agencies for terrorism analysis. They also made clear it's in charge of the day-to-day terrorism analysis provided to the president. TTIC expects to double or even triple its staff in the coming months. Of course, the job facing TTIC, an agency not quite a year old, is huge. Brennan's deputy, James Bernazzani, says he sees things this way. People say you've got to learn to walk before you can run. Right now at TTIC, he says, we're jogging. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.